This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, had proposed numerous changes in its response to a ceasefire proposal.
Some of the changes are workable, some are not.
A Hamas official told Reuters a ceasefire must lead to a permanent end to hostilities in Gaza, withdrawal of Israeli forces, reconstruction of the Palestinian enclave, and release of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. A UN inquiry found on Wednesday both Israel and Hamas had committed war crimes in the early stages of the war in Gaza, and Israel's actions also constituted crimes against humanity because of the immense civilian losses. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The reports, which cover the conflict through the end of December, found that both sides committed war crimes, including torture, murder or willful killing, outrageous upon personal dignity, and inhuman or cruel treatment. The report added Israel also committed additional war crimes, including starvation as a method of warfare. The COI statement said some of the war crimes, such as murder, also constituted crime against humanity by Israel, using a term reserved for the most serious international crimes knowingly committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against civilians.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. A fleet of Russian warships reached Cuban waters on Wednesday ahead of planned military exercises in the Caribbean. Some see their deployment as a projection of Russia's strength as tensions grow over Western support for Ukraine. Russia is a longtime ally of Venezuela and Cuba. This is VOA.